Hits 96, we are Chattanooga's number one hit music station, and joining me on the phone right now, a very funny lady, comedian Leanne Morgan. Leanne, how are you?
I'm good, my darling. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for taking some time and spending it with us this afternoon. Here on Hits 96, we love when comedians come on by, and you are currently on the Big Panty Tour. You're going to be over at the Soldier and Sailors Memorial Auditorium right here in Chattanooga on November 19th. Would this be your first time in Chattanooga, or have you been before?
Oh, my darling, no. I can honestly say that the Comedy Catch was one of the first clubs that would book me, Sweet Michael Alfano.
Mm-hmm.
Over the years, I've been coming there when I had little bitty children. I'm now 56 years old, Gino, and I worked the Comedy Catch for years, and then the last time I was at the Walker Theater with Karen Mills, one of y'all's own Chattanoogans, that UTC basketball All-American player. She's a comedian and is on tour with me most of the time. We were at the Walker Theater, and it was before COVID. So that's the last time I've been in Chattanooga.
Okay, so it has been a little while then, so you have to come back and say hello.
I know. I love my Chattanooga, one of the prettiest places, I believe, in the South.
I love it here. I've only been here for about over a year now, but I do consider it my new home, and people are so welcoming. Everybody's just so nice, and it's just a wonderful place to be. So we can't wait to have you come back.
Thank you, my darling. Well, I can't wait to be back. And I think that we're down, I don't know how many tickets we've got left, but it's been so far wonderful, and Sweet Chattanooga people have come out for me. God love them.
Leanne, let's talk about that title without trying to get canceled. Let's talk about that title. Why did we decide to call it the Big Panty Tour?
Well, Gino, I like big panties, and I noticed that, you know, I'm 56 years old, and my panties have changed over the years, and I noticed that women were bringing extra panties in their purse, and I don't know, it just seemed like, it just, to me, it's like this point in my life where I can be comfortable with who I am, and I just want to have a good time.
Exactly.
And I named it that, and let me tell you, I'm proud of you, Gino, by being able to say the word panty without you know, laying down, because most men are like, I can't even say it.
I've
and
been
I'm
practicing.
Like, really? Oh, good, Gino. Thank you, my darling.
Practicing.
But it's been 100 cities, and I'm probably on the 80th, somewhere in there.
Wow,
100
that's incredible.
City tour.
That's incredible. So it's been a great experience for you so far, then.
Oh, Gino, it has been wonderful, and sweeter and more wonderful than I ever dreamed it would be. And I was telling you before that, I mean, I've been in comedy 22 years,
mm-hmm.
and Comedy Catch was one of the places that they would book me. I mean, I was a mom with little children and not many people. You know, that's not edgy. And so there was a lot of people that didn't want to book me, and I couldn't get arrested. But I was able to do comedy and raise these children, and then this happened here in my 50s, and it's just been a blessing from heaven, Gino. It really has been.
Yes, your story is quite the story in lack of words there. Let's talk about that a little bit, because you were selling jewelry, and then all of a sudden that kind of led to your big break in comedy, right? Explain that story a little bit.
Well, I met my husband at the University of Tennessee, and he moved me to Bean Station, Tennessee, close to where he was raised in Morristown in Hamlin County, and he bought a used mobile home business, and we were living up there. I had my first baby, and I always wanted to do comedy, but I didn't know how and where and all that. And meanwhile, I wanted a little extra money and to meet people up there. And so I started selling jewelry like women sell Tupperware. And women thought I was funny. I was in their living room every night with my demographic, Gino. It was my audience,
there
and I
go.
Developed a shtick. And the company noticed and asked me to start speaking at their big things, and that's how I got started.
Wow. That's very cool. I mean, because it really is that tale. Sometimes you wonder how some comedians get into it. I know a lot of comedians kind of fall into it out of a different career, so that makes a lot of sense. But just to hear that story, it's not just that you're a funny person, but you were able to kind of captivate the crowd and for them to hire you to do more, and now look at you, touring the nation.
Oh, you angel. Oh, honey, well, it's been a long road, but it's been fun. And I, like I say, I thought when I got started, I wanted to go big, and I thought I would have a sitcom. And I've had deals for sitcoms in Hollywood, but they haven't made it. And then I really, I have a grandbaby, and I knew I was going to have a grandbaby, and I thought, oh, I'll just bow out of this thing. And then it took off. Mm-hmm. And then I got this big tumor. And so now, you know, my children are grown. They don't need me like they did. And it could not have been a better plan than what happened. I just can't even believe it. And, you know, every night, and I know I'll be this way in Chattanooga, of course, my precious Chattanooga, but I'll look out in that audience, and I know I'd be best friends with everybody out there.
Yes.
I mean, it's just like a community now of people that are with me and come to see my shows, and it is so special. I can't even tell you, Gino. I feel like I need to go home with everybody and fix them a casserole and put a load of wash in.
No, we are super excited to see you. Again, that's going to be at the Soldier and Sailors Memorial Auditorium. And you mentioned being a grandmother. Congratulations. You were a first-time grandmother back in December, right? That's when that happened?
Yes. Thank you so much. He's about to turn 21 months old, and it's picture day today at his daycare. And we've already all cried because he looked like a movie star. So, yes, thank you, Gino. We're having a ball with him.
Of course. And I wanted to ask you, I think I saw some clips of you talking. It was back earlier, maybe after December, right when he was born. But what name did you go with for your grandma name? Because there's Nana, there's Grandma. It can get different variations. What did you end up settling on?
Well, I mean, I call myself Grandmama to him, and because I wanted Mama in the word. I didn't want, like, Gigi or Mimi, even though they're more glamorous. I wanted something with Mama in there because I want to, isn't that selfish, Gino, but I want him to think of me as a mama. But I wanted Big Mama, and I'm, you know, I'm 5'8", and my kids were like, you know, that'd be cute if you were petite.
Right.
But you're not. So I'm still kind of saying Big Mama, Grandmama, something with a mama in it. Because I want him to call me Mama.
Of course. When it comes down to it, though, he's going to actually end up choosing the name, really. That's the kind of how it works.
That's what everybody's saying. Yeah, he could call me Poo-Poo. It doesn't matter. I don't care.
As long as he's calling you, you're happy.
Yes. That's the truth, honey.
Wonderful.
We're having a ball.
Wonderful. Well, Leanne, thank you so much for the time. This has been a lot of fun just chatting with you. You talk about your family. Your husband, Chuck, is a big part of your comedy. And then, of course, now motherhood and then into grandmotherhood and everything. I thought it would be kind of fun for you, maybe for our moms out there and for our grandmothers out there. Do you have any motherly advice that you'd like to give, kind of a parting word?
Yes, I would. Now that I've been through it and I've raised mine, I think it's important to have fun and to have fun with your children and enjoy life, because I know it's stressful. I don't mean to sound like it's not, because I remember it being stressful. But don't worry about fight the big battles, not the little battles every day, and have a good time and enjoy your children, because it goes like that. And you want to enjoy them while you can, because one day they're going to be gone and grown up and go off to college or whatever they're going to do. And so enjoy them while you can, because it is a blessing from heaven. That's what I would tell people.
Excellent. I think that is sound advice. Thank you so much, Leanne, for that. Leanne Morgan, everybody, she's on the Big Panty Tour. Again, one more time, she's coming to Chattanooga, the Soldier and Sailors Memorial Auditorium, November 19th. You can purchase your tickets at leannemorgan.com. Leanne, it's been an absolute pleasure talking with you. We can't wait to see you in November. Thank you so much for joining me.
Gino, you angel from heaven. Thank you, my darling. Thank you.